Hare Krishna. So today we'll be reading from Canto 11 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 16, Text number 12. Chapter 16 of the 11th Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is titled as The Lord's Opulence. So I'll read text number 12. Hiranyagarbho Vedanam Mantranam Pranavastrivrit Aksharanam Akarosmi Padani Chandasamaham. Hiranyagarbha, Lord Brahma, Vedanam, of the Vedas, Mantranam, of mantras, Pranava, the Omkara, Trivrit, consisting of three letters, Aksharana, of letters, Akara, the first letter, A, Asmi, I am, sorry, Akara, the first letter A. Asmi, I am. Padani, the three-line Gayatri mantra. Chandasam, among sacred meters. Aham, I am. Translation. Among the Vedas, I am their original teacher. Among the Vedas, I am their original teacher, Lord Brahma. And of all mantras, I am the three-lettered Omkara. Among letters, I am the first letter, A or A. And among sacred meters, I am the Gayatri mantra. There is no purport to this verse. So, essentially what's happening in the 16th chapter of the 11th canto, which is titled as The Lord's Opulence, is the Lord Shri Krishna is continuing his samvad or dialogue with his intimate devotee Uddhava. And Lord Krishna is narrating his own opulences to Uddhava. Now, it may seem a bit surprising because most of us who have had some exposure to Srila Prabhupada's books and Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that Uddhava was not an ordinary person who had to be told about who Lord Krishna is. And Uddhava did not have a dasyaras towards Lord Krishna. He did not have a pure dasyaras towards Lord Krishna. So why is the Lord explaining to Uddhava, whose rasa is different, his own opulences? Because normally, when the Lord starts explaining all these things, like here you have said that I am the Vedas, I am the original teacher of the Vedas, I am Lord Brahma, right? And I am the three-lettered Omkara. What has Uddhava to do all with all this information? This information would have been apt, for example, for a Mayavadi, right? Who is an impersonalist, who has to understand that, you know, all impersonal comes from the personal. Then all this will make sense. Or for a person who does not understand the greatness of the Lord. And that is the point that we are going to discuss today, that it is very important for us to understand the Aishwarya feature of the Lord. All these statements which we see on the board refer to the Aishwarya feature of the Lord and not to the Madhurya feature of the Lord. Why is it important to understand the opulences of the Lord in this manner? Why did Lord speak this matter to Uddhava? So, all of us have this common information that Lord Krishna is the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, it is surprising when we sometimes think that all of us know that Krishna means all-attractive. So, Lord Krishna is somebody who has Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Aishashriya, He's got all the six opulences in full. Strength, knowledge, name, fame, power, everything. But still, we do not feel attraction towards the Lord, despite this. Though we hear that Lord Krishna is all attractive, we fail to develop enough adequate attraction towards Him. And despite hearing, our mind goes back into matter. So today, in the first part of the class, we'll discuss who is attractive? Who is that person which is attractive? Now, for example, Nagesh Prabhu just entered this room. Okay, and he paid obeisances, now he is going to sit there. Now let us substitute this situation. Okay. Some of you look behind and then again you are back looking at me. Okay. Now let us look at this situation. Instead of Nagesh Prabhu entering the room, Shane Warne is entering this room. And for Indians, Sachin Tendulkar is entering this room. Okay. What will happen? Will you turn back your heads and look at me after that? No. The lecture will continue. Right? Nobody will look at me. Right? So, why is this happening? The question is, if anybody else who is not a very well-known personality, okay, when we enter, for example, somewhere, nobody gives us a second look. Right? But when some great personality comes like this, suppose a great personality, like Shane Warne or Tendulkar, then all the heads turn. Why does this happen? So the question is, who is attractive? Now, if this were to happen, and we knew that, yes, Sachin Tendulkar or Shane Warne or Ian Thorpe, the great swimmer of Australia, if somebody like that or Kevin Rudd was going to enter this room, and we had just put a small notice, you know, outside, Kevin Rudd is visiting or Shane Warne is visiting the Hare Krishna temple, please come at 7:30. Incidentally, there will be a Bhagavatam class also. So then, you will find that so many people from the neighborhood will be in this classroom. What to speak of people in the neighborhood, we will find the whole devotee congregation also sitting here. Right? If we advertise in this manner. So, simply by hearing this, there are smiles, you know, in people's faces. Why this attraction is there? And then when this Shane Warne or Sachin Tendulkar, this great personality, supposed great personality, they come and sit down, and then we are still discussing the glories of Krishna in this room. Okay. Then what will happen is, sometimes we will hear, definitely, because we are devotees, there will be some hearing of Krishna which will be going on, but occasionally our heads will still turn amidst the lecture to see how that personality is reacting to this lecture. Whether he is smiling, I said, oh, he smiled, Tendulkar smiled, like that. He nodded his head, he said, to that point. Tendulkar glanced at me and he was looking at me also for 2 seconds, he looked at me like that. And if Tendulkar is dozing, then, you know, he was sleeping, you know, when you were making that point. We will observe every small aspect of this great personality with great care. And although we know Lord Krishna is all attractive, he's got everything that no ordinary human being has, and it has been drilled into our mind since ever since we became devotee and ever since we started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, still we will say, no, I definitely agree that, see, Lord Krishna is definitely all attractive, but Tendulkar is also very attractive. I mean, try to understand this, right? This is how our mind will react. So our mind will, our eyes will constantly move here and there, watching him. So, what makes this attractive person attractive? It is mentioned in the scriptures that somebody becomes attractive because he possesses a certain unique energy which common man doesn't possess. Now, before this personality displayed these energies, for example, when Shane Warne was 3 years old or Kevin Rudd was 1 year old, nobody went to him, you know, shaking his hands or went for his autographs or whatever. Right? Why? Because though the personality is the same today and yesterday, he had not yet displayed his energies and opulences. Therefore, nobody understood the greatness of that person. But once such a person displays his or her energies, then such a person becomes attractive, even though it is the same personality, same 2 hands, 2 legs, 1 nose, 2 eyes, but still that personality now suddenly becomes, you know, we go to them and give them special treatment and we get attracted towards them. And Srila Prabhupada therefore mentioned that today the cause of downfall of the people in India is because we have lost contact with knowledge of Krishna's energies and his opulences, and therefore gross materialistic people are attracting us, and their external energies which are displayed by these materialistic people are attracting us today. Therefore a great singer, sports person, etc., when we see, at once we feel like having a relationship with that person or emulating that person. So once there's an interesting pastime regarding this. Once Srila Prabhupada was travelling in a car in Calcutta, and if you have driven in a car in India, if I ask you which is the most important part of the car, what will you say? The horn. Sometimes the brake may not work, but the horn should always work. In India, horn is the major part of the car. So Bhavananda Prabhu, he was driving Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was sitting next to Bhavananda Prabhu, and Bhavananda Prabhu was driving through the streets of Calcutta. And the streets of Calcutta are as good or bad as the streets of Bombay. So what happened was, when Bhavananda Prabhu tried to honk, the horn was not working. And that is a very miserable situation in India if you are driving, if the horn is not working. So Srila Prabhupada understands the importance of horn in India. And Bhavananda Prabhu was sweating and getting very, was full of anxiety. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, calm down. And then he asked his disciple, can you, give my copper plate and that spoon from behind. So Srila Prabhupada was given that, and Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry, whenever you want somebody to move out of the way, just let me know and I'll say tang, I'll start playing the copper plate from outside, and then the traffic will automatically give us way. Not only that, Srila Prabhupada said something more interesting than this. After this, Srila Prabhupada said, you are an Englishman who is driving the car of an Indian. Okay, a white man driving the car of a non-white man. So Srila Prabhupada said, because you are doing like this and I am doing this tang business in the car, then tomorrow don't be surprised if every car in Calcutta, even though the horn is working, will also follow tang. Because he'll say, maybe this is some new way, Western devotees are following, Westerners are following, so let us also adopt. Now this is the main point what we are discussing, right? So Srila Prabhupada knew that this is the consciousness. Because Srila Prabhupada knew that Westerners attract Indians. And this has happened since time immemorial. I remember once that when I was in PricewaterhouseCoopers, and I was our team was making a presentation to the client, to our own, it was an Indian company, BPCL. And we were making a presentation to the client on how to, address their oil business. In information technology, how it can assist their oil business. And we finished the entire presentation, and the fellow was not at all impressed. Right, we didn't get the order also. But what happened was, my boss did a very nice trick. What he said, give us another chance to make the presentation. And they called one fellow from America, and that fellow gave the same presentation, and client was very impressed. And then they gave the order to us. First attempt, no order. Same information was given. Right. So this is the psychology, and we have seen it in our professional lives also. Many of us will agree to this point. So sometimes there is an aura. There is just an aura for whatever reason. Because what happens is, in India, when I was a child, the greatest attraction to me was to see trains in the Western countries. And what impressed me most was the trains in the Western countries, actually the doors close when the train starts moving. That was a big attraction. I said, wow, the doors close. In India you try to close the door, it's not possible. You will not even be able to touch the door, what to speak of closing the door, because it is overfilling from both sides. The buses also travel at 45 degree angle, if you see in Madras. That is the situation. So, even these small things, then you start feeling, wow, I must go to this country. How can I get PR? Then we start our whole process, right? ILTS and whatever. So, now we have to understand that these are the external energies of Western countries. And because we are so attracted to these external energies, then we get attracted to the personality who is living, who is a part of those external energies. Okay. That is the point that Srila Prabhupada wanted to make. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, I will go and spread Krishna consciousness in the West. Whenever I distributed Bhagavad Gita in India, people started telling me that, Bhagavad Gita, yeah, I know, we have all read. My grandfather has taught me Bhagavad Gita. We are Brahmins. That day Nanda Mandir Prabhu was distributing outside Gopal, Somebody he approached with the Bhagavad Gita. He said, no, I don't want to read the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, asked why, and he saying, I'm a Brahmin. Whatever that meant. Okay. So it was an Indian person. Right. So sometimes it is most difficult to, my wife was also telling me. She says, I never approach Indians, when I go for book distribution on the streets. Because sometimes, whatever we have, we think that that is very cheap. And we always have awe and reverence for that which we do not have. Whether that is relevant or whether that is not relevant is a different issue. So Srila Prabhupada therefore preached in the West. And when Srila Prabhupada preached in the West and brought the dancing white elephants, as Srila Prabhupada called, to India, then the whole of India also started becoming Krishna conscious. There was one person in Vrindavan. He is a nice devotee. And whenever, but this devotee had a problem. Whenever this person started giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, people used to go to sleep. And obviously after a few days what happened was, whenever they saw that this person is giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, people used to go to the courtyard and finish their pending rounds. So one day this person said, okay, let me use a trick. So he said that I am going to be discussing cricket and Krishna consciousness. Okay. On that day there was a record crowd in the temple. Everyone came and sat. Okay. And then he said, he started the lecture by saying, Krishna is like a pace bowler. Like a fast bowler. Krishna catches the demons like this and hurls them at a very high pace. And he said Balram is like a spin bowler. He doesn't, his pace is not too good, but he spins the people and then throws. I think he was talking about Dhenukasura or somebody, I don't know which demon he was talking about. But he spins and throws, so he's a spin bowler. And he said the demons are like batsmen who are constantly getting out. And he said, Kamsa is like the umpire who is standing and saying, out, out, next in. So demons are coming one after the other. And then the moment he said that, everyone was awake and smiling. And then he said, now let us start the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, when we connect the subject matter of Krishna consciousness to something which is of common interest to the people, which will never be Krishna consciousness, then people get attracted towards Krishna consciousness. So that is the state of the world. So we talked about who is attractive. Now the question is, who will be attractive? We talked about who is attractive. Now we talk about who will be attracted to that which is attractive. Okay. So now, suppose, going back to the same example, Ian Thorpe is sitting here, Kevin Rudd is sitting on that side, Sachin Tendulkar is sitting here, Aishwarya Rai is sitting here, most beautiful woman in the world is sitting on this side, right? And then what we do is, we invite few cannibals from the jungles of Africa for Srimad Bhagavatam class. And they come and sit in this room. And then, now, what we are doing, we are either looking at Sachin Tendulkar or Aishwarya Rai on this side, or we are looking at Kevin Rudd or Ian Thorpe or Shane Warne. But what will happen to the person from the jungle of Africa who is a cannibal? He will not be looking at these people. His attention will be on who is the most fattest person in this room, which will provide him a nice meal. Right? And even if we evaluate Sachin Tendulkar or Kevin Rudd, he'll say that, I will not get much flesh from this person. Not attractive. Why? Why is this happening? What attracts one person is not attracting the other person. What is the criteria for attraction to one person is not the criteria of attraction for another person. Right? So, it is mentioned that unless we have knowledge about someone's potencies and energies, we cannot develop attraction towards that person. No attraction is felt for such a personality. But for those who are aware of why somebody is great, who have the basic knowledge about something in which the person is very great, then that personality also attracts us. So if you bring a baseball champion or a kabaddi champion of India and then position him even in India in any of the temples, nobody will give him a second look. Because nobody thinks that kabaddi is a very great sport. Though I think it is still the national game, right? Is it not the national game now of India? Okay. So if kabaddi champion comes, nobody will see. But even if a low level cricket player comes, then everybody will look at him. Because there is no knowledge of the game of kabaddi. So there is no attraction for a person who is very adept at that game. So sometimes, even in childhood, we face this problem. All of us, especially from India, we have got chastised many times because of not focusing on our studies enough and watching cricket right? Most of us have got chastised from our parents for this habit. Right? So sometimes even in India, you know, as a child, we try to convince our parents. In the early years, all of us sometimes must have done that. We try to tell our mother, mother used to say, what is this going on, all this noise, full day these people are taking this bat and ball and test match, you people are watching, no other work, come and do some useful work, study your history and geography and mathematics. And then we were never interested. So then sometimes the son will convince the mother. Sometimes, Aditya sometimes convinces us. Why, Harry Potter book is very good, whenever he wants to read. But daddy, this is, he talks about magic and, it's really good book. Please buy for me, like that, when we go to the shop. So like that, we convince our parents sometimes as to why this game of cricket is very important in our lives. So, and eventually what happens when sometimes we keep on talking about that, sometimes even our parents get convinced. And after some time, even when we are studying, our parents say, India is winning, the last over is that. I understand your exam is there, you are studying very hard. Therefore, come, I will give you a small reward for that. Come and watch. India is winning against Pakistan, like that. So, as people who even don't know about the glories of the game, are continuously pounded with this information, after some time, gradually, when they get this knowledge, they start getting attracted to that object or that sport. So, in this world, if you see, most of these personalities, great personalities, they have displayed some energy for some time, for a few years, a specific opulence, like just how to hit a ball which is made of leather and some cork with a bat which is made of some wood. At the end of the day, that is what cricket is all about. Somebody is hurling a round object at you and you are hitting that round object everywhere, and then that object is going and then some people are running behind it and then throwing it back, right? So this is exactly what it is. But there is so much of hype which is created around that. ZTV, Star TV, Fox channel, this channel, that channel, right? Sportswear, sports gear. So much of hype is created around that, which actually is illusory. It is not even realistic. And therefore, when we see a person who is associated with the sport, then we get very attracted to that person. Okay. But if you actually see, this is just a small spark of what the opulences of Lord Krishna are. This is nothing actually. Hitting a cork with a wooden stick is nothing. There is nothing very great about it. Okay. But because of the hype, because of constant pounding, we get attracted towards that. So, although the Lord has got much more opulences than that, ultimate strength, beauty, knowledge, renunciation, etc., despite hearing about Him constantly, we don't develop attraction to the Lord. It is a matter of further surprise that if you know about the Sotheby's auction, which happens in United Kingdom. In Sotheby's auction, they sell some pencil which was used by Elvis Presley, or some torn t-shirt also, which Elvis Presley has worn, a great music star. And then that sells for millions of dollars. Somebody is willing to pay crores of rupees in Indian currency for having that one torn t-shirt of a famous rock star. But every day, we have Mahagarlands which come out of the deities. Will anyone pay even $10 for that? Suppose somebody is coming who doesn't know, he's just coming and taking darshan. He said $10 Mahagarland. He'll say no problem. Haribo, that's all. Because we have no understanding that of the glories of Mahagarland. We don't even know who is Lord Krishna. So we don't even know what is the glory of the paraphernalia which is associated with Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom Shane Warne and many Sachin Tendulkars come out from his body, right? We don't know that. So we don't value. Two ladies once came to Srila Prabhupada and told Srila Prabhupada that, Srila Prabhupada, last 20 years we have spent in meditation. So Srila Prabhupada looked at them and said, and what did you achieve after that? So they told Srila Prabhupada, we have developed the ability to remain silent. And Srila Prabhupada told them, even stones are silent. So there is nothing very great about what your achievement is. So Srila Prabhupada said, meditation therefore means meditation on the energies of the Lord. We have to have sufficient knowledge of the energies of the Lord, and then we have to engage in meditation of the energies of the Lord. Once in MIT, when Srila Prabhupada was lecturing, then someone questioned Srila Prabhupada very arrogantly. He asked Srila Prabhupada, why are you wearing this tilak mark on your forehead? So Srila Prabhupada immediately asked him back, why are you wearing tie on your neck? And that person did not have any answer. He had to just shut up and sit down. So Srila Prabhupada told him that when a sadhu comes, then you should know what question to ask the sadhu. What is a genuine question and what is a frivolous question? And Srila Prabhupada again emphasized in that lecture that to a sadhu, we have to question and understand about the energies of the Lord. When Srila Prabhupada established the Jagannath Rath Yatra, one of the principles, you know, which Prabhupada wanted to introduce, you know, as part of the Rath Yatra, was that the whole world must be aware that God and His energies are great. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, our carts must be very big. In fact, someone questioned Srila Prabhupada, why your carts are so big? So Srila Prabhupada told him, small people, small carts. Big people, big carts. And Lord Krishna is a big personality. Therefore, we have to have big cart for Rath Yatra. So that Srila Prabhupada said that once we have very opulent things for the Lord, and when people see that the Lord is worshipped in so much of opulence, then people will get some idea that this is not an ordinary person of his energies. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, the very first shloka 1.1.1 starts with Janmadasya verse, and where it talks about the Lord and his energies being the Sammam Bonam and the absolute truth. So somebody asked Srila Prabhupada once, who created Krishna? You say Sarva Karana Karana. Okay, so who created Krishna? If he is the cause of all causes, who is the cause of Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada answered him saying that as far as our knowledge goes, based on all the bona fide scriptures, Lord Krishna is revealed in the scriptures as the origin, the supreme personality of Godhead. But Srila Prabhupada told him, but if you come to know certainly of someone who made Krishna, we will worship that person, definitely. But till that time, you worship Krishna. Don't argue unnecessarily. So therefore, because we do not have sufficient knowledge of Lord Krishna and his energies, we are not attracted to him. And we ask all these kind of questions. What to speak of somebody like us? Even Lord Brahma, when he saw Krishna, after the Brahma, during the Brahma Vimoga Leela, when Lord Krishna stole, when Lord Brahma stole the cows of Lord Krishna, and eventually when Lord Krishna manifested for the first time in front of the eyes of Lord Brahma, what was happening at that time? Lord Brahma saw Lord Krishna and he thought, how can this personality be supreme personality of Godhead? And let us, you know, read that pastime a bit. So when Lord Brahma saw Lord Krishna initially, and he saw Lord Krishna sitting, you know, baby Krishna sitting with very ordinary clothes, with very ordinary, you know, paraphernalia on himself, and also eating very ordinary food. He had some butter and curd rice in his hand, and it was all smeared all over his body. And then he said, how can this person be the supreme personality of Godhead? So let's hear Lord Brahma's prayers, you know, when he eventually realizes that no, this is Narayana, this is Krishna himself, the supreme personality of Godhead. What kind of prayers he says, and by that we'll understand something more about the context which we spoke thus far in the class. So Lord Brahma says, Naumidyate bhavapuse tadid ambaraya gunjan vatamsa paripichcha lasan mukhaya. He says, Naumidyate bhavapuse tadid ambaraya. Lord Brahma tells Lord Krishna, your complexion is dark blue like a new cloud. Your body is like lightning. Gunjan matamsa paripichcha lasan mukhaya. The beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings, and the peacock feather is adorning your head. Now he is saying these prayers, but at the same time, Lord Brahma was the same personality who did not appreciate this initially. Why? Because Lord Krishna was wearing a garland of gunja berries. Okay. For example, if you go to, you know, Indian marriages, okay, if I take my wife to, you know, and we go as a family to some Indian marriage, you know, what will happen is typically the ladies will all come together in the marriage, and then the first thing the ladies will do, they'll directly go for the neck here. 24 karat gold, they'll ask. Right? Where you bought from? Attraction is not for the person. Attraction is for what bangle that person is wearing, what ornament that person is wearing, where they brought their earring, like that. And for the male, you know, you have to flash out your cell phone and then show, oh, you got new cell phone? What cell phone is that? Or they will see which branded shirt that you are wearing. Whether you are wearing that ordinary, you know, Eskumar shirt, or whether you are wearing Alan Solly. So this is what, you know, attracts people when they come to you. Now here, Lord Krishna is wearing not 24 carat gold on his neck. What he is wearing? He is wearing a garland of gunja berries, okay, and some forest flowers, right? Now in India, where do we purchase jewellery from? We purchase jewellery from air conditioned shops, where there are at least two security guards with a cap, standing outside the shop. And sometimes they have a gun also in their hand. And then when we buy that product, we feel, yes, I went to an air conditioned shop and I purchased, you know, somewhere where security guards are there, and I purchased a very valuable item. But in India, flowers are sold outside railway stations for 5 rupees and 10 rupees, right? So there is nothing great about somebody who is wearing a flower. But somebody who is wearing a 24 carat gold is very great. Therefore, when Brahma is seeing this and Lord is wearing this gunja flowers, he is saying, how can I get attracted to you, my dear Lord? You are wearing forest flowers, gunja berries. Okay. So it is not a very materially opulent item. And on top of that, Krishna is wearing a peacock feather, right? So peacock feather is also not a very opulent item. In India, that fellow who is outside the beach, you know, sometimes when you go to a beach, that, you know, a person who is normal, who is very much in poverty, you know, he has a cardboard, you know, he has got a board and he keeps some, you know, that pungi, you know, he keeps that plastic, you know, thing, and then that feather will come out of that, you know, when you blow, you know, that feather will come out of that. You know, such toys, small toys, and they'll cost hardly, you know, in Australian currency it will be 10 cents worth, right, or 5 cents worth, 10 rupees, 20 rupees, you can buy, you know, like that. And then he'll also carry a flute, and the flute wala will come, you know, he'll play a flute, pee, like that, and people will just feel, oh, what a poor fellow here, you know, not successful in life. And sometimes out of poverty, you know, out of pity, you know, we'll buy the flute from him, right? Whereas, if someone comes with a suit and tie outside overnight hours, and he wears the black, you know, thing here, necktie here, and then he's playing that, like that when he's playing, and that beautiful instrument is shining, resplendent like gold, and then everybody, all the high society people will go and, you know, we heard, you know, what is that? The famous singer who does that trumpet and whatever. Kenny G. Even I purchased his cassette, you know, when I was... Kenny G. Like that. When you play that Kenny G plays, then you deliberately put that loud volume in your house so that your prestige in society goes up, you know, because of that instrument, like that. And here, we see that this personality, supreme personality of Godhead, with gunja berries, with a peacock feather, which that fellow sells for 5 rupees, and then he is having flute, which nobody values in India, you know, if you take a flute. So Lord Brahma is telling, how can I accept, you know, that you are Sripati, you are the Lord of all opulences. There is no opulence you are demonstrating here. So how can you be Supreme Personality of Godhead? So he says, Vanya Sraje Kavala Vetra Vishana Venu Lakshma Shriye Mrudupade Pashu Pankajaya. He is saying, you are wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves and equipped with a herding stick, a buffalo horn and a flute. You stand with a morsel of food in your hand, right? And what is a morsel of food? What is Krishna eating? He is having curd and rice in his hands. Now when you look at someone and you look at his dress, if someone walks in into the room and he is, you know, you look at his dress, it's all very ragged and he is having curd rice in his hand. That too, he has spilled something on his, you know, what is the first reaction? Prabhuji, please go outside and clean yourself. Nobody is going to say, wow, what a great personality has come. Curd rice has fallen on his body. Nobody will think like that. Okay. But if someone says, you know, even when if you hear someone discussing over the cell phone with somebody, saying that, yeah, tonight I have an appointment at Taj Hotel, or the Oberoi Hotel, at Hilton Hotel, you know, I have dinner, like that. Then immediately all eyes will go, who is the person who is having appointment at Hilton Hotel and who is going to have dinner there today, like that. Okay. So this is how our head turns. But if you say curd rice, then no head will turn. So even in the temple, for example, even amongst devotees, if we say, from tomorrow unlimited curd rice will be served in breakfast at 8:30, then people will say, you know, actually we don't mind Bhagavatam class going late. We need something, we have already had prasadam at home, like that. So nobody is attracted even if curd rice, unlimited curd rice is served as prasadam. So Lord Brahma is saying, Kavala Vetra. He is saying, Lord Krishna, you have a stick in your hand for herding cows, right? And stick is what? Stick is actually supposed to be a weapon, right? Now in India, police also have lathis. That Havaldar, he has also got a danda. But nobody gets attracted to the ordinary policeman, right? But if some terrorist also comes with an AK-47 rifle, even people are attracted to that. Oh, what high technology gun he has got, right? And in India, politicians use this to their advantage. A politician always is surrounded by some hefty guards who are carrying the latest weapons nowadays for security purposes. What to speak of politicians, even the Nagababas. You heard of Nagababas, right? People who are, you know, Lord Shiva worshippers, you know, in the Himalayas. Even they carry nowadays, you know, people who are guards like that. And in India, there is a common trend which I read in the newspapers one day. He said, if you want to become popular, even if you are not popular, hire two security guards and ask them to take a gun and stand behind you and walk with you. Automatically you will become popular. Because people will think, somebody wants to kill this person. So this person must be really worshipable then. So this is the opulence attached to a weapon in India. And how the prestige of a person goes up just because of a weapon that is carrying. But Lord Brahma is saying, Lord Krishna, your weapon is also not there. You are just carrying a stick. For example, on Monday when we go to office, we buy a nice suit from that David Jones or, you know, Peter Jackson or whatever. Nice tie, and, you know, our cell phone is there, our BlackBerry and iPhone is there in our hand. Nice shoes, everything. You know, and then we are walking out with our, you know, nice briefcase. And on top of that, you know, we are carrying a stick in our hand. How it will look? Okay, the stick will actually undo whatever little respect we have for that person. So what is this here? Not decent person. Carrying stick like that. So, and here, Lord Krishna is carrying that stick, right? So, he says, Lakshma Shriye Mridupada Pankajaya. He says, your family also, Lord Krishna. Which family are you coming from? Are you coming from a very famous family? Are you coming from Ambani family? Are you coming from Tata family or Birla family? No. You are coming from a family of cowherd boys. How do you expect me to get attracted towards you? So, how is it possible for me to get convinced that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So, Srila Prabhupada says, to the extent one understands the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and develops attraction towards the energies of the Lord, only to that extent will one understand the glories of the Lord. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada time and again has said that if you really want to develop love towards Krishna, don't directly jump to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, to the intimate pastimes of the Lord with His devotees. And don't try to understand too much Lord Krishna's form as Krishna. Initially, we must try to understand the Vishnu forms of the Lord. Initially, we must try to understand the Aishwarya feature of the Lord. And only when we understand the Aishwarya feature of the Lord for many, many years, will we get the conviction that this personality is not an ordinary personality. So when we see these kind of verses which are written among the Vedas, I am their original teacher, Lord Brahma, and such, this is the whole theme of this entire chapter. If you see, there are many, many verses. In the next verse he says, among the demigods I am Indra, among the Vasus I am Agni, and so on and so forth. Actually, this has got nothing to do with the Madhurya feature of the Lord. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead, God Krishna, is that cowherd boy who is sitting with curd rice all over him, with a flute in his hand, with gunja berries. But because we cannot understand, all this knowledge is important. I will conclude this lecture with an example from Srila Prabhupada's life. Now once Srila Prabhupada was in Holland and the temple was being inaugurated in Holland. And as expected, there was complete chaos in the temple. And everybody was shouting here and there. And Srila Prabhupada was also shouting on top of his voice. Everywhere Srila Prabhupada was shouting, go and get the fruits, go and get the vegetables. Where is the Yajna Shala? Srila Prabhupada was just giving instructions and he was just shouting at everyone. And suddenly what happened? Srila Prabhupada heard a banging sound from inside the altar. The altar was closed at that time. There was some banging sound. Okay. And Srila Prabhupada was wondering, what is this sound? This was not part of the program. So, what happened was Srila Prabhupada went inside and to his surprise, actually to his dismay, Srila Prabhupada saw that Lord Jagannath was being forcefully fitted onto the altar. Right? It seems that they did not properly measure the size of the altar. They did not know the size of the deities properly and Lord Jagannath was not going inside. So what they were doing, they were trying to tilt Lord Jagannath and then they were trying to hit the deity and then push him onto the altar. And Srila Prabhupada said, what nonsense is this? What are you people doing? Stop it immediately, he said. And Srila Prabhupada said, cut off the top portion of the altar. Right? So cut off the top portion of the altar. And the devotee said, but Srila Prabhupada, that is the most beautiful part of the altar. We have made so much nice decoration. Srila Prabhupada said, I don't care. Just remove that portion first. And first give importance to the deity. Ensure that the top portion is removed immediately and ensure that the deity is fitted on the altar. So what happened was, the devotee started cutting, you know, the top portion of the altar, and obviously, you know, things came out, and devotee started coming out with some pieces from inside. And the deity, the altar opened, and some people were started walking with some paraphernalia and some bricks and some, you know, part of the altar. So people standing outside, there were cameramen and lot of, you know, audience was there. They thought that, oh, this is a, some very important part of the custom, it seems, and everyone was clicking photographs of that. And everyone was just looking in awe, you know, something very great is happening here. They didn't know what was going inside. Okay. And Srila Prabhupada was very upset and he was fuming and shouting. And when Srila Prabhupada was fuming, shouting and perspiring, there was one hippie who was standing next to Srila Prabhupada there. So that hippie was looking at Srila Prabhupada like that. And that hippie had a japmala in his hand. And he looked at Srila Prabhupada and he said, "Excuse me, Swamiji, don't be angry. Just chant Hare Krishna." Now, why will anybody do this to Srila Prabhupada? If any of us were there in place of the hippie, would we have done that? Would we have given Srila Prabhupada an instruction to chant Hare Krishna and be happy? Why? Because we know who Srila Prabhupada is. Obviously, this personality, though he was chanting, he actually was not aware of the glories of Srila Prabhupada. So when we don't know about the glories of a person, we sometimes take the person as ordinary. And even sometimes when we, you know, this person may be a senior devotee, because we don't know who that personality is, we end up giving instructions to that person, thinking we are too great. Therefore, from all these pastimes that we discussed today, and from the Brahma Vimoga Leela, the conclusion is, and which also Brahma makes, Brahma says, "I have made this mistake, my dear Lord, but I recommend, I have made this mistake of considering seeing your externals, seeing your intimate pastimes and thinking that you are a very ordinary person. So I recommend to all future generations that if you really want to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the first principle must be that we must develop awe and reverence and we must avoid mental speculation based upon the intimate pastimes of the Lord." And that is where, in that context, all these verses which are coming today and, you know, all these verses which are coming in the ensuing days about Lord Krishna's opulences are relevant. And we must hear about the opulences of Krishna first. Only then we can understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be able to respect and recognize his Madhurya feature. I'll stop here. Thanks for your patience. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai Nitai Gaura Premanand.